presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can leap tall buildings at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth and justice.
And now to our story. Convinced that Clark Kent is a government agent investigating the illegal business in which they seem to be engaged, the two hard-bitten men, known to us only as Bull and Chuck, have set steel bear traps along the forest trail they expect Kent to take in trying to run them down. The traps, well hidden under a layer of snow, are strong enough to hold a 600-pound bear. As dawn breaks over the clearing in which Kent, Jimmy, and their guide Baptiste have camped for the night, none of them is even remotely aware of the danger lurking along the forest trail. Seated around the fire, they're finishing the breakfast Baptiste has prepared for them while the guide tends his dogs.
I don't know when I've tasted better fried ham. Wasn't it swell, Jimmy?
Uh-huh.
You don't sound very enthusiastic. Matter of fact, you didn't even finish the ham. What's the matter?
Nothing.
Oh, now look, young fellow, don't try to kid me. I know your appetite, particularly out here in the open. When you leave anything on your plate, there's something serious the matter with you. What is it?
Nothing's the matter, Mr. Kent.
Don't you feel well?
Well, I feel fine.
Oh, what's bothering you, Jim?
Oh, nothing.
You remember what I told you yesterday about exasperating me? Well, you're doing it now.
Oh, I don't mean to, Mr. Kent. It's just that...
All right, come on, get it off your chest.
Well, it's just that funny things happen. Things I don't understand.
Oh? For instance?
Oh, that shotgun, for instance. How did the barrel get twisted?
Well, I told you, Jimmy, that some things are beyond explanation. Someday, perhaps you'll know.
You mean I'll know how the shotgun barrel got twisted?
Sure, you'll know a lot of things. The older you grow, the more you learn.
Oh, that's not what I mean. I've just got the feeling that you don't tell me everything.
Don't tell you everything? Well, what haven't I told you?
Oh, lots of things.
Didn't I tell you how coal happened to be made and how the government operates game preserves?
Oh, I don't mean things like that. I mean, well, the only thing I can remember now is the shotgun barrel.
Oh, now you take my advice, Jim, and forget it temporarily. Well, you all through with breakfast?
Yeah, I wasn't very hungry.
Okay. Let you and I take a little walk while Baptiste is feeding his dogs and cleaning up, hmm? How about it?
All right.
Okay. Baptiste! Jimmy and I are going for a walk. We'll be back soon.
Yes, sir.
All right, come on, Jim.
Where are we going, Mr. Kent?
Hmm? You haven't forgotten what happened last night, Jimmy, have you?
Oh, you mean the airplane and the package it dropped?
Mm-hmm. I thought we might look for it in the woods.
Oh, those two men have probably found it by this time.
Well.
Now, that's another thing that puzzles me.
What?
Why did you tell Baptiste we were breaking camp? Aren't we going to find out who those men are and what they're doing before we leave?
Yes, but I didn't want Baptiste along with us while we were investigating. He's better off back at the clearing. Hey, it's pretty tough going here. Knee-deep in snow and dead branches.
Mm-hmm. Well, isn't that a trail over there on the other side of that big tree?
Where? Oh, yes, I think it is. Come on, Jim. Ah, here now. This is much better. Snow has packed down a bit.
I wonder where this trail leads.
Well, only one way to find out. Follow it. It's pretty narrow, so we'll have to walk single file, Indian style. I'll lead the way, but you keep close behind me, Jim.
Okay. You don't think those men are real game wardens, do you, Mr. Kent?
I'm sure they're not. As a matter of fact, I think they're up to something. Something they'd like to keep undercover.
Well, what could it be?
I've been trying to figure it out. All I can imagine is that it's some sort of illegal border traffic.
Hey, I'll bet that's it. I'll bet they use the airplane.
Hold up a minute, Jimmy. Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Someone's been on this trail recently. See those footprints?
Uh-huh.
The snow over there seems to have been disturbed and packed down as hard as the rest. Now, take a look at it.
Mr. Kent. What happened?
Why, my...
My leg is caught in a steel trap, Jimmy.
Oh, what'll I do? What'll I do, Mr. Kent?
Don't get excited, Jimmy. Run back to the clearing and ask Baptiste for the file he carries in his dog sled kit. He uses it to keep the sled runner sharp.
Is that all, Mr. Kent?
Yes, that's all. Now hurry, but don't tell Baptiste what happened.
I'll be right back.
Poor kid. Hated to have to frighten him, but as it is, he's getting more suspicious about me every day. Look at these steel trap jaws in my leg. If it had been anyone else, they would have cut right through the bone. Listen to me, using Kent's high voice even when I'm alone. Gotten so used to it.
Yeah, that's better. Now to get the trap off my leg. Ooh, that spring is certainly strong. There, does it. Now, snap it shut. Chances are this isn't the only trap along the trail. I'll have to watch out for Jimmy. If he steps into one of them, it'll be just too bad. Uh-oh, here he comes. Back to Clark Kent.
Here's the plow, Mr. Kent. Here. Oh, your leg's free.
Yes, the trap was rusty, and when it snapped shut, it broke.
Well, are you hurt?
No, not a bit.
But those steel jaws, didn't they cut into your leg?
No, I guess these leather boots saved me. Put the file in your pocket, Jim. Did Baptiste ask you what you wanted it for?
Yeah, but you said not to tell him.
Good boy. All right, we can go on now, but we've got to be careful. This may not be the only trap set on the trail. You stay back a little way. That's right. I'll poke along with this branch.
Mr. Kent.
Yeah?
Do you think those traps were set for animals or for us?
Well, I'm wondering, Jimmy. Whoop, hold up. Another spot where the snow's been disturbed. I'll dig around with this stick. It may be another. Oh, it is.
Did you see those steel jaws come together?
Well, that's number two. No telling how many are strewn along here. Certainly weren't intended for animals. They're too close together. All right, come on.
All right. Those two fake game wardens set the trap. They certainly must have something to hide.
Well, there's no doubt about it now. Don't you worry. We'll catch up with them and get to the bottom of this. Hold up, Jim.
Another one?
I think so. And I poke around with a stick. Now, I guess this is a false alarm. Maybe they only set two.
Well, the trail's getting wider here. Can I walk alongside you?
No, you better stay behind, Jimmy. Let's not take any chances.
Okay. Say, wait a minute, Mr. Kent.
Huh?
What's that over there in the woods?
Where?
Well, look. To our right. See it? Is it an animal?
No, I don't think so. Oh, Jimmy, do you know what it is?
What?
The package that was dropped from the plane. Come on, let's have a look at it. Be careful you don't tumble in any snowdrifts. Here, take my hand.
Do you really think it's the package?
I'm sure it is. Ah, here we are. All wrapped in heavy burlap. You've got a scout knife with you, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. Here.
Thanks. Let me just cut the stitching and see what... Jimmy!
Jumping catfish. Furs.
Northern mink skins. Must be 1,000 of them in this bundle, maybe more.
Why would an airplane be dropping furs?
Well, the animals were probably trapped in Canada. They bring them across the border this way to avoid paying the customs charges.
And those two men who said they were game wardens are really fur smugglers.
That's about it.
Gosh, I've heard of diamond smugglers and gold smugglers, but this is the first time I ever heard of fur smugglers.
These mink skins must be worth $3,000 or $4,000. If the duty on them is high, it pays our phony game warden friends to get them in this way.
Oh, what are we going to do with the bundle now that we've found it?
Take it back to the clearing.
You can't carry it alone, Mr. Kent. It's too heavy.
Oh, well, we'll drag it. Grab hold, Jimmy.
Okay.
That's it. It'll go easier once we get it on the trail where the snow is packed down. Up with it now. There we are. There. Now I can just pull it along.
But even as Kent and Jimmy drag the cumbersome bundle of precious mink skins toward the clearing, Bull, the leader of the smuggling gang, is watching them from the window of his shack through high-powered glasses.
They found the shipment, Chuck. They're taking it back with them.
Oh, none of the bear traps worked in?
No. I missed them, I guess. But we ain't through.
Say, I'm for scramming out of here, Bill.
And leave them with the evidence? Don't be stupid. What chance would we ever have of bringing another skin in? None at all. This would be the end of a sweet little business.
Yeah, Bull, there ain't nothing you can do about it. They got the fur.
They won't have them long.
Oh, no shooting. I don't want no shooting.
Cut it out. There won't be no shooting.
Oh, what you gonna do?
I'm gonna give you a chance to pull your crybaby act.
What do you mean?
You're gonna give yourself up.
Oh, no. No, Bull, they'll throw me in the can.
Now, listen to me. They won't get a chance to throw you in any can. You give yourself up. Make out like you and me had a fight and you're squealing.
Huh?
See?
And what?
And you tell the big guy you take him to where I am.
Yeah?
You'll bring him to this shack. But watch out for those traps.
Yeah. And when I bring him, they'll be shooting.
No, no, they won't. I won't even be here.
Sure. You're going to let me take the rap.
You're dumber than I thought you were.
Hmm?
Nobody's going to take any rap. I won't be here because I'll be getting the kid and that Canuck driver.
Oh. Why?
Because once I got them, I can talk turkey to the big guy, see?
Yeah, I see.
All right, get going. Remember, bring the big guy back here. Alone.
Suppose he don't want to come.
He'll come.
How'll I get clear of him after I bring him here?
I'll take care of that. Go ahead.
I hope this works out, Bull.
If it doesn't work out, you won't have to be afraid of shooting anymore.
Will Clark Kent fall for the trick separating him from Jimmy and Batiste? Or will he realize the first smugglers have something up their sleeve? There's excitement in the next episode, so don't miss it.
Don't forget, tune in again for the next thrilling episode with Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.